The first civilization in India. The Indus Valley Civilization, or the first civilization in India, was characterized by well-planned cities or towns, use of language in written and spoken form, and well-developed art and craft. The growth of the civilization. Once the early humans started cultivating, they started growing more crops than their requirement. This extra produce was known as surplus. As a result, some people chose to follow professions other than agriculture, such as pottery making, metal craftsmanship, and trading. With the emergence of new skills and new professions, some of these villages gradually started developing into towns. People exchanged their surplus products with other towns and thus emerged the trading system. The development of town culture is generally what is seen as the beginning of the civilization. The Indus Valley Civilization. One such civilization developed in the northwestern part of Indian subcontinent about 4,700 years ago, 2,700 to 2,500 BCE. It is known as the Indus Valley Civilization, as it developed on the banks of the river Indus. The first cities. The Indus Valley Civilization is also known as the Harappan Civilization because it was discovered first in 1921 at Harappa, a town in the Montgomery district of Pakistan. Excavations were carried out at the site during this time. In 1922, similar excavations began at Mohenjo-Daro in Sindh, Pakistan. These excavations revealed the characteristics similar to the findings at Harappa. These two sites of the Indus Valley Civilization are 483 kilometers apart and are linked through the river Indus. Extent of the civilization. Excavations have revealed that the Harappan civilization was spread over a very wide area. It covered parts of Punjab, Sindh, Balochistan in modern-day Pakistan. In India, the civilization extends from Jammu and Kashmir in north and covers the states of Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan, Gujarat and Maharashtra in south. It extends up to Meerut in Uttar Pradesh in the northeast. Other important cities. Although now over nearly 1,100 sites are known, some of the other important Harappan sites are Chanhudaro along Indus River in Sindh, Kalibangan on Gagar River in Rajasthan, Banawali in Hisar district of Haryana, and Lothal, a port town in Gujarat. Other Harappan coastal towns, namely Sotkako, Surkotada, and Balakot, probably served as ports and participated in regular maritime trade with West Asia. The recently discovered sites of the Indus Valley Civilization include Dholavira, Rakigari, and Ganveriwala. What sets it apart? The Indus Valley Civilization was characterized by certain common features which set it apart from all other cultures of that time. For example, at almost every site, archaeologists have found a unique red pottery painted with black designs known as red and black ware, stone weights, seals with Indus script and copper tools. Let us take a look at some of the features of the Indus Valley Civilization. Town planning. The Harappan cities are distinguished by their town planning. The general layout of cities like Harappa, Mohenjo-Daro, Kalibangan, and Rakigari is similar. Citadel. To the west of each was the citadel, fortified by crenellated walls. The citadel was usually based on a mound or at an elevated position. It was probably occupied by the members of the ruling class. Below the citadel lay a lower town containing brick houses, which were inhabited by the common people. system. The remarkable thing about the arrangement of houses in the lower town is that they followed the grid system. The main streets were quite wide and laid out in a pattern. They were straight and intersected each other at right angles, thus dividing the city in large rectangular blocks or grids. This rectangular town planning was a unique feature and was not known in other civilizations. People used standardized burnt brick of good quality as building material for houses. The houses of varying sizes, often of two or more stories, consisted of rooms constructed around a rectangular courtyard. In almost all sites, every house had its own courtyard and bathroom. In Kalibangan, many houses had their own wells. Drainage system. The drainage system of the cities of the Indus Valley civilization was very impressive. Water flowed from the houses to the streets, which had drains. Sometimes these drains were covered with bricks and sometimes with stone slabs. The street drains were equipped with manholes. The drainage system indicates that the Harappans paid great attention to health and cleanliness. Important buildings. We find evidences of several important buildings in the cities of the Indus Valley civilization. One of the largest buildings so far discovered is the Great Bath at Mohenjo-daro. It appears to be one of the most important public places. It is comprised a tank made of beautiful brickwork. At the north and south ends of the Great Bath, the brick steps led to the bottom of the tank, which could be emptied by a drain. It is suggested that the Great Bath was meant for some elaborate ritual or vital importance for the people. To the west of the Great Bath, there lay a large granary. It was used for storing grains. In the citadel at Harappa, we find as many as 6 granaries. A brick dockyard has been discovered at Lothal, which the historians believe could be one of the important port cities of the Indus Valley civilization. At Kalibangan and also at Lothal, fire altars have been found, which indicate that some kind of sacrifice was performed here. Economic conditions. Agriculture. The Indus Valley was fertile due to the annual inundation of the Indus River. Walls made of burnt brick for protection shows that flood took place annually. The alluvial soil carried by the river Indus and its tributaries made the soil of the region very fertile. Agriculture was one of the main economic activities of the people. Toy models of plough have been recovered from the sites indicating that ploughs were used for agriculture. It is probable that the people sowed seeds in the flood plains in November, and when the flood water receded, they reaped their harvest in April before an advent of the next flood. Many of the Harappan sites fell in the low rainfall area, and it is likely that irrigation was necessary for cultivation. It is probable that farmers had systems to divert water from the river and stored it, which could be used for watering the plants and crops. Wheat and barley were main crops cultivated by Indus people. We find evidence of barley from the site of Banavali. Animal husbandry. The people of the Indus Valley civilization practiced animal husbandry. They domesticated animals such as oxen, buffaloes, goats, sheep, and pigs. Cats and dogs were regarded as pets. Asses and camels were possibly used for transporting goods. Remains of a horse has been found at Surkotada. Elephants were also commonly found. The seals depicting the humped bull suggest that they were commonly reared during this period. Art and craft. we find evidences of a practice of several art and craft forms by the people of the Indus Valley Civilization. These indicate the emergence of specialties who are trained to do one kind of work, such as sculpting, polishing beads, and making seals. Copper and bronze were used for making vessels, ornaments, tools, and weapons. Bronze figurines. The people of the Indus Valley Civilization demonstrated great skills in making bronze figurines. The most striking of them is the bronze dancing girl from Mohenjo-Daro. Ornaments. The Harappan people also had the knowledge of metals like gold and silver. They used these metals to make ornaments like beads, pendants, armlets, brooches, and bracelets. Shells were also used to make ornaments. Bead making. Bead making was an important craft. People used precious metals and stones like carnelian, steatite, agate, chalcedony, and jasper to make beautiful beads. We find evidences of the bead maker's shop at Chanhudaro and Lothal. Seal. The most notable artistic feature of the people of the Indus Valley Civilization was perhaps in their seal engravings, especially those of animals which looked very realistic. The best engravings are of the bull, rhinoceros, tiger, etc. Specimens of this art are to be also seen in amulets and other small objects. Around 2000 seals have been found during excavations at various Harappan sites. Terracotta. The Harappan people also made clay models called terracotta figurines. These were made of fire-baked earthen clay and were used either as toys or objects of worship. Other crafts. The Harappan people practiced numerous other crafts and art. Cloth weaving and pottery making were important crafts. Fragments of glazed red pottery with black geometric designs on it have been found at several places. Raw material. The raw material for various crafts and art was either locally available or imported from other areas. Bronze was made by the smiths by mixing tin with copper. Copper came from Khetri copper mines of Rajasthan and tin came from Afghanistan. Similarly, gold may have been imported from Afghanistan and Persia. Silver came from Afghanistan and Iran. Social life. Class differences. Structural remains of houses indicate that class differences was present in the Harappan society. The big houses would have been occupied by the rich, while the smaller houses and two-room cottages would have been occupied or used by the poorer sections of the society. Trade and contacts. A well-organized commerce was the characteristic feature of the Indus Valley civilization. These people traded with the cities of Mesopotamia, where some 24 Harappan seals have been found. Similarly, several cylindrical seals of Mesopotamian origin have been found from the Indus Valley region. Religious practices. Numerous female figurines in terracotta have been found from various sites of the Indus Valley civilization. These are believed to represent Mother Goddess. People worshipped the earth as a fertility goddess. The people tree was also considered to be sacred, evident from its depiction in many seals. The most striking deity of the Harappan civilization. Religious practices. Numerous female figurines in terracotta have been found from various sites of the Indus Valley civilization. These are believed to represent Mother Goddess. People worship the earth as fertility goddess. The people tree was also considered to be sacred, evident from its depiction in many seals. The most striking deity of the Harappan culture is the horned god on the seals. He is depicted to have three heads and horns. He is sitting in a yogic posture, placing one foot on the other. He is surrounded by an elephant, a tiger, a rhinoceros, a buffalo and two deer. This looks like the image of Lord Shiva. We also come across the evidence of Linga worship. Script. the people belonging to this civilization also developed a pictographic script. This script has not been deciphered till date. Once we are able to read and understand the script, more information about the civilization will be available. The mystery of the decline of the civilization. Around 1750 BCE, the Harappan culture began to decline. Various causes have been suggested for this change. We see that at all Harappan sites, planning and construction became less efficient than earlier times. At Mohenjo-Daro, signs of decline are more evident than other sites. It is suggested that the city of Mohenjo-Daro became weak under the pressure of population. There was an influx of refugees into the city. At Mohenjo-Daro, rooms were divided into smaller portions and street plans were no longer followed. Some people suggest that expansion of the neighboring desert increased the salinity of the soil and decreased fertility. This in turn declined the production of crops and was responsible for the decline of the civilization. Others consider flood as the main cause. Excavations reveal that at Mohenjo-Daro itself was flooded more than once. Traces of at least three main phases of deep flooding can be detected here. Some scholars are of the view that rivers changed their course or dried up, which again led to a shift of population to other areas. Whatever be the reason, the sudden disappearance of the civilization remains a mystery. New cities could emerge after about 1250 years, around 600 BCE.